Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's so hot that not even hipsters are wearing all black. It's so hot that my air conditioner handed me a resignation letter. It's so hot the trees are competing for dogs. Call in right now with your line. How would you finish the sentence? It's so hot that 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We'll do just a few of these right now, and then we'll do more of them at the very end of the show. You can also text in your answer today. Just text SO HOT to 30644. Text SO HOT to 30644, and we'll collect those texts for the end of the show. Yesterday afternoon, an environmental journalist we know tweeted this: quick, pass a climate bill while everyone in D.C. believes in global warming because of the heat wave. I'm actually not kidding, that person wrote. This heat will make people do crazy things. Maybe even Republican legislators, that person wrote. Someone else wrote, it's so hot that I wish Rupert Murdoch had closed the sun. That's his other tabloid, for those of you who don't live in London. But how hot is it? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Let's do a few of these right now. Michael in Queens, how hot is it in Queens?
It's so hot, my glass thermometer has its own AC.
Whoops.
Not sharing.
Sorry, Michael, I cut you off accidentally. It's so hot that your glass thermometer has its own AC, then?
On high, and it's not sharing.
Thank you. Peter in Brooklyn, how hot is it?
Well, first I need to say really quickly that of all the times I've called in with unbelievably profound things to say and haven't got through, today I call in not expecting to get through, but I do just to tell you that it's so hot, I'm making my own gravy.
That's the roll of the dice as Peter melts away. Marie in Brooklyn, how hot is it?
It's so hot the stray cats are shucking their fur coats. Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum. Rob in Brooklyn, how hot is it? Rob, got to be ready. I'll come back to you, but turn down your radio. Let's see. It's so hot. Who we got here? Robert in Atlantic Highlands. How hot is it in Atlantic Highlands?
It's hotter than a June bride in a feather bed.
Bob in Morristown. How hot is it?
It's so hot. When I went fishing this morning before my worm went into the water, he had to blow on it.
Richard in Freehold. How hot is it?
It's so hot that the temperature gauge on my truck is displaying a cactus.
Best one yet. Rob in Brooklyn, I'm going to give you another chance. Are you there?
Yeah. It's so hot I've taken to panting.
Okay. We gave him a second chance for that. Let's see. Is this Enoch in Brooklyn? How hot is it?
It's so hot the egg fried before it hit the pavement.
Aha, uh-huh, yes, and it's so hot, a chicken laid a fried egg. Jake in Rockville Center, how hot is it?
It's so hot, I'm going to Phoenix, Arizona to cool off.
Jorge in Long Island City, how hot is it?
It's so hot, the debt doesn't want to default.
Thank you very much. For the record, it is cooler. You have the numbers there? I'm told that it's cooler in Phoenix, in fact, at this moment than it is in New York right now. You have those numbers? 94 degrees here right now. And I don't know if, by the way, folks, I don't know if I've ever said that it's 94 degrees at 10 after 10 in the morning before. It's 90 degrees in Phoenix. That's how hot it is. Allison in Peekskill, how hot is it in northern Westchester?
It's so hot, I could fry breakfast on the window pane.
Oh, it's hot. Dave in Manhattan, how hot is it?
Well, I stole this one from Bob Murphy, the former and deceased Mets announcer. It's so hot, I saw a dog chasing a cat, and they were walking.
And they were walking. Bob Murphy, who said, let's see, what did he used to say toward the end of the game? If they were going to the ninth inning, he'd say, fasten your seat belts?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. I miss Bob.
Liddy in East Brunswick, how hot is it?
It is
hot. It reminds me of growing up in Tel Aviv.
Thank you very much. And let's see who we got here. Shia, how hot is it in Borough Park?
It's so hot in Borough Park that even the Hasidics are taking off their hats.
Even the Hasidics are taking off their hats, says Shia, who may be one of them. Thank you very much. Now, remember that we're going to do more of these at the end of the show, and you can text in your answers. Sometimes people are funnier in print than they are on the phone. Have you noticed that? So you could text "so hot" to 30644, and we'll reply back with how you text the content. Text "so hot" to 30644. We'll come back to this around 11:45 and talk a little bit more about the temperature. And since we know this is a heat wave that's affecting much of the country, we're also suggesting that you reach out to your friends and relatives in other cities and let them know that we want to hear from them. How hot is it in Richmond, Virginia? How hot is it in Des Moines? They can text "so hot" to 30644 or tweet us at Brian Lehrer or call in to our show number at 1140. We also know there are some serious implications of this heat wave for those who can't afford air conditioning, also possible blackouts around the area. Con Ed says it's ready, the other power systems in our area too, but they warn of, you know, day like this, anything can happen. We'll talk about some of that later in the show. We posted a bunch of information on our website too. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. And again, today's temperature in New York City is expected to reach 101 degrees. We'll have to look up the last time we actually had triple digits. The heat index is going to be 110. By the way, did you know that the heat index is an index that combines air temperature and relative humidity in an attempt to determine the human perceived equivalent temperature? This was developed in 1978 by somebody named George Winterling, and it was originally called the humiture, combination of temperature and humidity, humiture. I think I like humiture better than heat index. It sounds like something you'd put on the furniture to make sure that it doesn't get too dry. Humiture. Anyway, the heat index is predicted to reach 110, or the humiture if you prefer. The complaining index is much, much higher. And boy, do I feel for any of you having to work outdoors today. I hope construction sites and things like that just take a day or two off. So keep those texts and post to our comments page, the usual page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, or to our Facebook or Twitter pages coming, or text "so hot" to 30644. And we'll set up a text message page too for the question, "how hot is it?" Brian Lehrer on WNYC. How hot is it? It's so hot that you would like to swim in New York's waterways, but there are many of them in which you cannot. Stay tuned.